Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it is Kelman on Cliff Central. Whenever Sean Wolf is in the building, of course from All About Food, we know something cool is about to go down. But today it really does smell like something cool is about to go down. Sean, there's like herbs, there's whatever this thing is that crushes herbs. There's like a lot going on, bro. What's happening here?
So we are today, so this is our health section, even though we seem to go off we go off that, but it still kind of goes with the theme. And what we're going to be doing today is basically smelling different herbs. I'm going to actually get you to make something
cool.
And the idea is that how just by, let's say, taking something healthy like chicken breast and using a different herb, you can make something delicious and healthy.
Fantastic.
So what I'm going to actually ask you to do, there are tons of herbs in here, people.
Yes. And by the way, just before we get into the herbs, we have to say hello to our lovely couple who are joining us as well, that are going to be tasting herbs and going wild as well. Pashida and Bay Lucas are in the building. Pashida from the Gareth Cliff Show, weekdays 6 to 9. And Bay Lucas, it's your first time on Cliff Central, Bay.
Yeah, it is.
Luckily, we didn't have him here for the chili tasting. He would have been really nervous.
Well, I love chili, so.
Oh, okay. All right, so there might be some chili involved. Okay, so we've got a couple, and you know, couples are good at talking about food as well, and mm-hmm. You guys cook a lot.
Yeah, we do it together.
So we're going to get into this. Okay, back to the herbs.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask you guys to do is I've got about 9 different herbs here. Do you guys know what any of these herbs are?
I would just guess and say parsley, because I'm sure one of them is going to be parsley. If that is a herb, yeah?
There is actually
parsley. Ah, yes, I got one. Any other guess? It smells fantastic, by the way. Basil?
There is basil. Okay. That's in your dish. How do you know it's basil? Which one is it?
I have no idea.
He's just guessing.
I'm smelling because it smells like some of the stuff that would be on a pizza.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is pick some of the herbs and actually smell them and try figure out what it is.
Okay.
So you've taken, I'm going to give you a kind of a clue. It's mint. So you can actually pick it. We've got like these little herb gardens over here.
Eat a herb leaf.
Yes, definitely. Okay. They only asked me to give you the poisonous thing, the last. So what does that taste like?
I have no idea.
Pass it around. Okay. Can you taste a bit of pineapple in that?
Possibly, but it doesn't look like a pineapple.
That is actually a pineapple mint.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you got a pineapple mint.
Okay.
I have no idea how to begin to describe a herb and to paint a picture of it. It's green. It's in a pot plant.
And it's divine.
The leaf is like sort of a lighter shade of green on the outside and then a darker shade on the inside.
So I'm going to ask you to pick that one right over here. I'm just pointing. I know you guys can't see where I'm pointing. Yes, let's pick. Everybody pick a leaf from there.
Let's pick another herb. So I've picked up another herb thing, and now I'm going to pick the herb off the herb and then try and guess.
Take a big piece and actually like break it up into your fingers.
Okay, so like smash it together.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to roll the herb.
Yes, roll the herb.
And get that nice and tight over there.
It smells so good.
Smell that. What's it smell like?
I've already started eating it. I don't know.
Does it smell like rose water?
Rosemary.
It smells like not rosemary.
I'm going to say something very dodgy here and say it smells like a toilet spray.
Oh!
It could. Yeah. I mean,
I'm on that.
Okay, I'm leaving now. Now that my... So if I said to you, does it smell like Turkish delight?
Okay.
Does it smell a bit like that?
Could do, yeah. Are there herbs in Turkish delight?
Well, it comes. I mean, most of the flavors or aroma there, they come from plants. So if I said to you, does it smell like Zoo biscuits?
No, it doesn't smell like Zoo biscuits.
No,
I don't think it does. The herb smells like Zoo biscuits.
No.
Marry me, smell again.
So this is called geranium.
Oh, maybe actually. Is there geranium in Zoo biscuits?
I don't know. They put like rose water or something, but it's got that, to me, that smell. So, let's do another like interesting one. So that one that you picked up. So just take a piece.
Now this one's a little bit more grassy looking.
Yeah.
It looks it's quite a pale.
I'll put this
green.
All on Snapchat, by the way.
I think so. We can take all the herbs, but. Ari, just also take a piece to smell. Stop eating everything.
He's just eating it.
He's just putting everything in his mouth. He's very trusting. It's nice to know. So, I mean, it's good to take quite a big piece and to rub it into your fingers.
This smells a little like a chili-ish. No, not really. I don't know.
It's spicy.
Spicy. How about curry?
Curry?
Oh, wow.
Does it smell like curry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Eh?
Could do.
So this is called a curry leaf.
Huh.
Quite interesting, eh?
Very.
And it's really got this like kind of very fragrant. It's almost like opening up a curry packet.
Now, what I need to emphasize is that these are actually herbs growing in little
pots.
This is not like the stuff that you buy at the supermarket. Mm. This is like the stuff you buy at
a nursery.
Yes, there.
But you can also
not from the guy on the street.
No.
Can you like plant them and grow them at home on your windowsill or something?
Definitely. You know, some plants, some of the herbs grow better in the sunlight. Some, you know, like the mint that you're pointing to there, that grows well in the sunlight and when there's water near it. Our show's not an hour long, so I'm just
going
to like
7 minutes left.
Yeah, do we? Jeez. Yeah. Okay. Then we better get going. We're going to actually do you have any idea what is in front of you? Not from the herbs. You have a few things. Does anybody
know? Parmesan cheese.
That's parmesan. Okay.
We've got parmesan cheese. Okay. And then some form of nuts.
Right. We got nuts. What is the herb, that specific herb in the silver bowl
that Lucas is holding? Lucas, any idea what that herb is that you're holding there?
I don't know. Isn't it baby spinach?
No.
Baby spinach?
It could be. It kind of looks like baby. So it's something you said before. It's basil.
Ah, basil.
Oh, basil.
That's it. Quite
such a buzzword with these cooked people.
Yeah, basil.
Yeah.
So do you have any idea what we're going to be making?
Basil, parmesan, and nuts.
A pesto? Yes.
A pesto. Basil pesto.
Is that how you make a pesto?
Yeah. So So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be picking the leaves. I've given them a whole bunch of basil. So what you want to do is you want to pick the leaf and leave the stem off, because usually the stem is a bit bitter. So break it up into little pieces as quickly as you can.
What's this masher thing called?
That's a mortar and pestle.
Okay.
Mortar and pestle.
So they're gonna break this up. And the whole fun about this is, from the different herbs, I'm going to tell you what we have here. I'm going to ask you to not just make a basil pesto, but to actually add some of the different herbs that you have into your pesto. So it's a bit different.
Oh, I have the mint.
So we got mint. We got thyme over there. Which is quite nice, very pretty. We got the geranium.
Go wrong with mixing different herbs ever? Well, are there herbs that just don't flow together?
I'm sure there are different herbs that just don't go together. But like, the thing is, if you smell two different things together, while you guys are making that, I'm actually going to do a bit of another experience with you, just to confuse the fact. So, guys, break as much of that basil
breaking
in.
The basil. Producer Kat, is this all making sense? You can't see what's happening here. Is this all making sense?
So what they're going to do is they're going to break
the basil
in, and then they're going to put your nuts in.
Nuts in.
And your parmesan. And then we're going to add some olive oil. And we have a bit of garlic that I've cut here, if you guys want to add.
Garlic.
And we're going to crush that all up together.
To make the pesto.
To make the pesto.
And pesto goes on everything, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It's like tomato sauce.
Yeah. I mean, and the crazy thing is, once we've done this, I'm going to tell you what other amazing things. Sure, he's really smashing this.
That's when you bang the...
Yeah.
What is this called again?
The mortar and pesto.
Yeah, you got to bang it.
So, I like this.
So what we're going to do is, I don't know if we've said this before, but 70% of what you taste is what you smell.
70% of what you taste is what you smell.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
So now I'm going to ask you to take a piece of this. I've just made like really plain chicken with just a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to just take a bite of it. And what does it taste like?
It tastes like chicken with plain salt. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. So now what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to give you back that curry leaf. And I'm going to ask you to smell the curry leaf while you're eating the chicken me if the chicken now tastes like so keep it to your nose. You're going to keep that curry leaf to your nose and you're going to
curry strong. Yeah,
that's right. And now you're going to take a bite of the chicken and keep on chewing it and tell me if you're smelling it. Does it taste like chicken with curry leaf?
Wow, it does.
It does.
Interesting.
Okay, so we're going to try that. We won't
just
believe.
Do you know how many fat people this could say? If you put so you're telling me that you could put like chocolate underneath someone's nose.
Yeah.
Well, and then they eat a carrot and they're going to think it's chocolate. So,
well, let's try this over here. Okay, so you're going to take a...
Okay, Lucas, you're going to do the same thing. You're sniffing and eating at the same time.
Okay, so now...
sniff and eat at the
same
time.
So now sniff and eat. And?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
See, now it tastes like chili chicken.
Oh, wow.
It's not a whole lot of
this
money.
This is not just food going on down here in the studio.
So, Pashida, I can just get you something to smell and then get you just a piece of bread and say it's chocolate.
Never. Never.
It just shows you, like, and that's why, like, when you're not, like, when you're a bit sick and your nose is blocked, like the only food that you can really, really eat is more like a curry or something really strong to get that flavor. But otherwise, you could be eating anything, and it doesn't taste like anything. Okay, guys, so carry on. They're a bit slow here. They just want to eat. So keep on. We need to make that pesto. So come on, break all those leaves as quickly as you can. You can just break it up mix it up. Put some more cheese in there. Break some. What herbs are you going to put into yours?
Mint.
You're putting mint.
I've already put mint. I've put the curry.
Yeah.
I've put the geranium.
Yes. Yeah. And now bring it to your nose. How does it smell?
Wow, so flavorful. I can smell the geranium. I can smell the mint.
I think we're going to need a longer show.
Yeah, we're like a minute left here.
Do we? Jeez. I think we're going to have to do like part two at some time.
What's the gist of what we should take away from this, though?
So you'll see. Basically, it's like to make a pesto is really simple. And it's all about using some really good ingredients.
I'm banging the thing.
You like banging it, eh?
He does. So the main thing is like it's really easy to make, first of all, to make a pesto. There's really four ingredients. And it's just about using fresh stuff. Ari's now putting his roasted. We've actually used almonds.
Very finely cut, though.
Yeah, I was trying to make it easier for you. And then just crush it up. And then you're going to put some olive oil and parmesan. And let me just go back to what I was saying. That, I mean, to make a pesto is really easy. I mean, you could do coriander and cashews with olive oil. You could add chili sauce to it. You could add garlic to it. And then you could add any other herbs or create something new with herbs. And you got a whole new dish that you can put with chicken.
Let me just grab the olive oil and not get it on the mixing desk.
Here's the olive oil. Okay, add that to that.
Yes.
Cool. Well, that looks, it's smelling amazing.
It is.
Kat, what's happening on your side? Are you inspired to be making pesto this afternoon tonight?
Mm. I don't know if I'm a pesto person, though. I don't think I've ever used it in cooking, but I think I should use it when I make chicken.
I think the amazing thing about pesto, any form of pesto, mm-hmm. is that you can take like an ice tray and you can put the pesto in and then cover it with olive oil and freeze it.
Nice.
And every time you need to cook, you just take a block or two out of the freezer and you got a meal.
Wow, what a nice life hack, eh?
And also, if you got a blender, this is much easier than using a mortar and pestle.
Exactly.
This is just, I just was trying to make them work harder.
I can't believe this is the first thing I've ever made in my life.
You're so accomplished, eh? Pesto.
Please put your bar one wrappers away.
It's so fresh.
I didn't even know that pesto had nuts in it.
I don't know what to say to that.
I honestly thought like you just bought pesto like as a, like it was a thing. Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize it to
but,
make it.
But you'll see now. You're going to taste this. So taste it, guys. I mean, and I brought some bruschetta, which is...
Can I please add some garlic?
Is of course you can.
Bruschetta. This is so cool. So, you
so
just,
here you go, the garlic.
Took, what was the basic herb that you needed in the pesto
so
again?
So to make a basil pesto, it's basil. And then we put... Oh, geez, that garlic is strong.
So, it's really strong.
Rashida, you just like dropped half of that garlic in there.
I know.
He's kissing you tonight.
My husband.
No way.
No.
Good luck to everyone on the gaff. Look at tomorrow morning.
It's how to get a free pass. Wow. So you're allowed to kiss other people.
That's a lot of garlic you put in there.
Sure. I know.
Oh, yeah. So now this is...
So now take some of your lovely pesto that you made and taste it.
Oh, yeah. And this is how we're going
to
wrap
it's,
it up.
If it's a good pesto... I definitely had something to do with it. And if it didn't, you obviously weren't following my directions.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do. Okay, Lucas, you do yours first. Have you dipped it in the pesto? Mm-hmm. What's the feedback?
It's amazing. I think it's from Woolies.
No, this tastes much better than Woolies. Okay. It's amazing. You know, what's really amazing is that really good food is made from really good simple ingredients.
Yeah,
you got fresh basil. You got nice parmesan, you got roasted almonds, you put a bit of your curry leaf in, and voila, you've got a delicious meal. So here's something healthy, how to change up a boring chicken breast, you know, how to change
up... Just dip it in pesto, yeah.
Just dip it in pesto, but you can make anything, change your nuts, change the herb, change the cheese. Sure, there's a lot of crunching going. That's always a good sign when the silence
is... But the smell is quite confusing. Like, it's so amazing.
It's
you can't tell what is in the pesto.
Yeah, well, I don't know what other ingredients you put in there. But yeah, as your taste buds become more refined, you start smelling all the different smells and picking them up. You know, it's easier to pick something up when you know what it is. And then... Also, you know, you have to remember your senses get overpowered. The more things you smell, it sounds confusing. But if you started smelling oranges, people could get confused right now, and that sounds like so bizarre. But if you've smelled 9 or 10 things, all your senses start get an overload. It's like perfume shopping. Mm-hmm. Like once you smell 3-4 perfumes, they all start smelling
the same
or a little bit different, and what you thought you were smelling if you buy it, you know. But the other things to clear your palate, using milk, using coffee, drinking some milk, those will help.
This has been really cool. We're out of time, so I need the final takeaway, Sean, from this whole thing that we've done. I can't believe I made basil, yeah?
pesto.
Okay.
Better tell your mama.
Yeah. I mean, the thing to take about this is, to me, the amazing thing about food is using fresh herbs. Mm. And you can change up your food with using just a few simple fresh herbs, good olive oil, and you could do this with fish, chicken, anything. And it doesn't need a sauce with tons of sugar in. And it can still be delicious.
Power. All right, Sean, how do we keep up with you all day?
All about food. We also got an amazing new concept called the Lunch Tin, which comes around to different businesses for 20 minutes. And we sell a whole bunch of different foods, from traditional foods to yummy, delicious,
healthy. Why haven't
you come
here yet?
We just launched this 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, that will be around. We'll bring the truck. We'll take the studio outside and... Then bring the track.
Very cool. Ooh.
Make sure to include me, guys.
There you go. All right. Well, listen, it's been so power. Thank you, Sean, so much for stopping by and talking to us about creating a pesto and all of that. Very, very cool. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.